Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
We want to take some time to check back in with a couple of our takeaway friends now that we've heard from in the past several months. Last night, President Obama signed into law a restoration of unemployment benefits for millions of Americans who've been out of work for 6 months or more. Among those millions waiting for a check to arrive is our friend Michelle Ives in Cedar Hill, Texas. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning.
You have been unemployed since August of last year, if I remember correctly.
That's correct.
So we wanted to get a quick check-in with you. They said that you could be receiving checks as early as next week. Is that going to be quick enough for you?
If it's past that, I'm going to really have some problems. But if it is by the end of next week, I think I'll be okay.
If it makes it by Friday, you'll pay bills on time.
Yeah, I've talked to the electric company and they're okay. So they turned the cable off yesterday, but my mom let me use her credit card to turn it back on so I could watch C-SPAN.
You watch C-SPAN because you're waiting to see if they passed the
watch the House floor. Yeah,
you're watching the House vote, right?
Yep.
As I remember, you're the one that's obsessively watching all the votes in Washington to check in back on your unemployment benefit re-upping, right?
Yeah, and not just that, too. I mean, as I've been watching, I'm starting to realize now there's just so much going on that I wish more people were watching and paying attention. I'm afraid everybody's going to start getting their money now, and they're not going to be concerned anymore, about why the situation is like it is. I mean, the bill that they passed, there was a lot of job creation things, tax cuts to keep people from being laid off, and the Republicans made them cut that out. So now there's going to be, more layoffs because of that. And so, I mean, I'm glad that I got my part of it, but there's still a lot of problems.
Well, when will your job hunt end? Any good prospects?
No. I mean, I just keep looking. I don't know when it'll end. It'll end when somebody finally makes me an offer. I guess I'm really getting worried now, though, because I'm hearing from people that, I'm communicating with on posts that they've had actual, offers from companies. And then when they find out that they've been unemployed for over a year, that kind of gives them a black mark. And I'm like, I don't understand how they can hold that against somebody. And I'm almost at the one-year point now, so I'm kind of getting a little nervous.
All right. Well, we're going to keep checking with you, Michelle Ives, Cedar Hill, Texas. And we want to check in with all of our takeaway listeners. If you've been waiting for this extension, head over to our site. Tell us what this extension on unemployment benefits means for your family and your life. That's at thetakeaway.org.